Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. The delegation of Ukraine would like to exercise its right for reply to put a definite end to all false statements made by the representatives of the aggressor state under Cluster 2. First, Russia's attempts to use this forum to justify the use of force against the sovereignty, political independence, and territorial integrity of Ukraine must be categorically rejected. Under international law, Donetsk, Lugansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia regions of Ukraine, as well as Zaporizhia nuclear power plant located there, and the entire Crimean Peninsula constitute integral parts of Ukraine within its internationally recognized borders. This undeniable legal fact has been confirmed on numerous occasions and by the numerous UNGA resolutions adopted since the beginning of Russia's armed aggression against Ukraine in 2014 and reiterated many times since 2022. Ukraine's sovereignty over the territories unlawfully occupied by Russia is undisputable. Any attempts by Russia to claim otherwise will never alter the legal status of these territories as the sovereign land of Ukraine. Second, we reject all Russian attempts to accuse the Ukrainian armed forces of shelling the NPP. Russia occupies the DNPP. It is the fact. Russian military are stationed at this nuclear power plant and turned it into a military installation. It is another undisputable fact. The constant Russian missile attacks in the vicinity of this nuclear power plant and even other Ukrainian nuclear power plants pose serious risks for safety and security of Ukrainian nuclear installations, first of all, for reactor compartments. Such attacks of the Russian military and their devastating consequences have been reported and confirmed on numerous occasions. Russia alone is responsible for starting and waging the war against Ukraine in violation of the UN Charter. The Russian nationals, Russian leadership, and military are wanted by the International Criminal Court for war crimes and crimes against humanity, which the Russian Federation continues to perpetrate in Ukraine. In this connection, we would like to recall the resolutions of the 11th Emergency Special Session of the United Nations General Assembly on Ukraine and numerous other decisions adopted at various international fora condemning in the strongest possible terms Russia's armed aggression against Ukraine, demanding the Russian Federation immediately end its invasion of Ukraine and unconditionally withdraw all its military forces from Ukraine, nullifying any pseudo-referendums conducted by Russia at the gunpoint in the occupied Ukrainian territories, and calling for Russia's accountability for its violation of international law. The latest UNGA resolution on safety and security of nuclear facilities of Ukraine has given to all the answer regarding the status of the ZNPP and what Russia is doing there. Third, the Russian accusation that Ukraine blocked decisions of the IAEA doesn't hold water. In fact, it was Ukraine that initiated and supported with all its resources the IAEA International Support and Assistance Mission to ZNPP, as well as agency's mission to all other Ukrainian NPPs. Ukraine, as the only legal owner of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, is the most interested party in the continued presence of the IAEA mission at the ZNPP occupied by the Russian military in order to prevent a possible nuclear accident caused by Russian activities there. We would like to emphasize that the presence of the Russian armed forces at the ZNPP has already led to the technical degradation of the station, which has been confirmed in the numerous statements by the IAEA General, Director General. Moreover, It is exactly the Russian occupation authorities who even today have not provided the IAEA team with full and unimpeded access to the ZNPP facilities as demanded by the agency to verify the situation at the plant. It is the same Russian occupation authorities who can consistently prevent the IAEA from exercising its mandate at the plant. This was clearly highlighted in the numerous resolutions of the IAEA Board of Governors, as well as in weekly statements by the IAEA Director General, the most recent of which was dated 26th of July 2024. Mr. Chair, the IAEA is not the only organization which confirms Russian wrongdoings at the occupied Ukrainian territories. Due to the Russia persistent non-compliance with its legal obligations, the International Labour Organization in June this year urged the Russian Federation for the seventh time to meet all its obligations with regard to the Radiation Protection Convention 1960 in relation to the exposure of workers to ionizing radiations in the course of their work, including at the occupied ZNPP, as well as to the Forced Labor Convention 1930 to guarantee the full protection of Ukrainian workers who are forced to perform their duties under the oppressive Russian military occupation. Therefore, we call upon the NPT States Party to urge Russia to cease its campaign of deceit and honor the overwhelming and unequivocal demands of the international community. Russia must urgently withdraw all its military forces and other personnel from the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, hand full control over the ZNPP to the Ukrainian qualified personnel, and return to the tenets of international law, which explicitly prohibits the use of force against the sovereignty, territorial integrity, or political independence of any state. I thank you.